You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Welcome, everyone, to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, board-certified plastic surgeon. Let's talk about the facelift. And I know what you're thinking about. The connotation of the word facelift isn't such a great sounding thing, or doesn't really conjure up such great images, because I know what most people think about when they hear a facelift. You definitely start to conjure up a picture of someone that looks not like themselves anymore. They're starting to look overly pulled back, and you know it as well as everyone else does, that person doesn't look the same as they used to. Well, that's an old-fashioned facelift. And I know exactly what you're talking about, because when you go to a cocktail party, or nowadays when you're on a Zoom call, and you see someone just doesn't look like they used to, the first thing you think about is, oh, they must have had a facelift. Now, it's possible that they may have had just bad injections of some kind of filler. They may have had some bad Botox. They may have had other procedures done, but the connotation of the word facelift kind of sums up all of those things that you kind of think about as not being so great. Well, I'm here to tell you that the new facelift is really not like that anymore. The new facelift could really be put together in three simple ways of thinking about things. And what I want you to do is, if you will, think about someone that you know, either on TV or in the movies or over your lifetime, when you saw somebody and said, oh, they must have had a facelift. You may have been at a party. You may have been on watching TV or watching a late night talk show. And when you saw that person, you went, oh my God, they don't look like they used to. They must have had a facelift. Well, that's no longer a positive way of looking at things. It's not like it's such a great thing to think about someone that looks totally different than they used to. When patients come in to see me nowadays, the number one thing that everyone says to me when we're talking about the face is that they want to look younger and better. Has nothing to do with looking like someone that they're not. It doesn't look like, you know, somebody else from a different TV show or a famous person that they saw in a magazine. Maybe years ago, people would bring in a picture of a model or someone that they wanted to look like. Nowadays, especially since COVID-19 and this pandemic, when I'm doing virtual consultations, which I've been doing now for about 3 months consistently, everyone's talking about how bad they think they look on the Zoom calls, how bad they think they look because they've been self-quarantining for so long. None of them are saying that they want to look like someone else. They're looking to try to restore a youthful quality that they had before. And that's why I want to talk to you about the new facelift. Now, to me, the new facelift really involves three basic tenets. The first one is, can we do something with injectables and some newfangled sutures that a lot of people call threads? And utilizing those two things, are you the candidate that would do well with this kind of a facelift? And I'm calling it a facelift now because, again, think about this. The face is really broken up into your forehead area, your mid-face area, and the lower face. So you could really think about doing different things to restore a youthful quality to all three of those locations, or just pick and choose one out of the three and include the neck in there, if you will. But what I know you're looking at when you see yourself in the mirror is that you start to think, is there something that you could do to restore this look that I once had? So let me talk a little bit about that. As we're getting older, our facial skeleton, just like our bones everywhere, are starting to resorb. That osteoporosis that people talk about in their thighs and in their bones and other places is also happening on your facial skeleton. So as your attachments to your facial skeleton start to drop off, that facial skeleton that's not as robust as it used to be, you start to notice some sagging. So the fillers nowadays are so incredibly nuanced that we can literally put them on top of the bony aspect of the face and give it more life, give it more of a lift to the other tissues that are supposed to be being supported by the facial skeleton. So if it's placed properly and the proper injectable filler is placed appropriately and where it's supposed to be placed and it's being chosen properly, you can get a tremendous lift, if you will, just by using those type of products. And then if you kind of add to it some of these threads that have special, if you can think of it this way, they have a special way of attaching to the tissues if they're placed properly and resuspending the tissues to where they used to be. And while they're there and living in that position, they kind of glue themselves into place. It's fascinating. But that's one way of doing what I would call a new facelift. Let me give you a second way. A second way would be, what if we use some radio frequency energy? Again, there are a bunch of these on the market that work, but the concept is very similar. Radio frequency energy placed on the skin or under the skin creates a thermal retraction or a shrinking, and it absolutely 100% works. I can tell you that because we've done it to so many patients, and I have videos of actually me holding the instrumentation with that piece of skin, and in front of your eyes, you can literally see the skin shrinking and getting tighter. So I know it works. The question becomes, are you a candidate for something like that or something like the threads and the filler? It really depends on at what stage you're coming in for the consultation or what stage you are and what expectations you get or have for one of these operations or one of these procedures. And the third way to do a facelift is to literally do small incisions that allow us to steal away loose hanging skin from areas that are very concealed. So we have ways now, the new facelift is a way of taking skin away, if there's extra amounts, from areas of your face that are hidden from most people that are looking at you. Now, your hairdresser, someone that you may live with, may be able to see them in different ways. But for the majority of people, I would say, that are conjuring up the image of what they may have seen as a facelift from years ago, that's not the one I'm talking about now. I'm talking about specifically being able to do short scar facelifts, retroauricular facelifts, meaning we're stealing away the skin from just an area behind the ear, somewhere along the sideburn incision to do more of a mid facelift. So my point is that the new facelift is something that really should be talked about more, because I immediately know when I'm talking to patients, especially nowadays, which I've been doing these virtual consultations and these Zoom type of consultations for at least 3 months straight. Now, we've done them over the years, but never to the degree that we've been doing it ever since the pandemic hit. But I know the first thing that patients ask me about is they don't like the way they appear on the screen and they think that they're looking older. And when we start talking about these options, if we bring up that word facelift, immediately they go, no, I don't want anything like that. And when we start to probe this, and I really enjoy this now because a good consultation should really involve the plastic surgeon listening very closely. And that's one of the things I really, really think that's so important when you're going to see your consultation or you're going to see your plastic surgeon either via a Zoom call, via virtual consultation, or in person. You really want to make sure that he's listening or she's listening to what you have to say. And I listen for all the nuances of what people are really saying to me. And when they're explaining to me about looking younger, and we may bring up that word facelift, they immediately throw back to me the idea that, oh no, I don't want to look like somebody different. I don't want to look overpulled. And all those things conjure up that image again of the old facelift. So let me tell you the last bit of exciting things that I wanted to make sure I told you today. And you can hear how excited I get about this because I'm telling you, the plastic surgery experience now is so much greater than it ever was before. We have so many options and so many cool toys and techniques and ways of doing this that listen to what I'm saying. Those three methods I just told you about, using a filler with some threads, that's one. Using radio frequency energy to cause the skin to shrink and tighten. And number three, actually excising or cutting out some loose skin from hidden areas can all be done together. So again, when we're thinking about this new facelift, imagine incorporating all three of those techniques together. What kind of an amazing result you could get. Again, minimal downtime. And I'm telling you, it could be done in such a subtle way that you're just going to look more youthful, more lifted, more healthy, whatever you want to choose, but not the word like different, not the word like facelift from the past. And I think that's the exciting thing about plastic surgery in general right now, is to try to understand how to use all the different modalities in a stacked or a combination way to achieve a result that gives you minimal downtime, minimal discomfort, and can be done in a minimally invasive way. And those things, if you really listen to what I'm saying, kind of incorporate the way plastic surgery is headed from body to face to skin, you name it. When we're talking about plastic surgery in the 21st century, we're talking about doing minimally invasive procedures that can give you incredible results without the amount of invasiveness that we once had to do. Now, I just want to make sure I'm speaking to everyone out there as honestly as possible. If you're not going to do anything to prevent the aging process until you get to be in your 60s, or even say late 50s, 60s, 70s, some of these modalities may not be impressive enough for you. They may not give you the look that you ultimately are seeking. And that just may be the fact because you didn't do much all those 50 to 70 years. And now when you're coming in, now we're talking about an overhaul. Now we're talking about a complete rejuvenation. What we're learning is that if we can do incremental improvements over all the years, when you finally reach the age of the 50s and 60s and 70s, we are talking about using these three modalities separately or all combined to give you an incredible result without having the old-fashioned facelift. So, as you can tell, I'm very excited about talking about these things. If you ever want to talk about this, we're now doing a lot of these virtual consultations, and I'd be very, very happy to go over all of these things with you. We're always at davisCPS.com. And thanks for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, and I'm looking forward to speaking with you again next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.